Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 2, fifth and final in the series, should please fans of the Stephanie Meyer novel and movie series. As for the rest of us non-Twilight fans, and that might number two people, including you and me, not so much. Breaking Dawn signals it's time to put the brakes on the Twilight Saga. Part 2 is really an extended coda, with not too much new happening that didn't happen in Part 1, with the marriage of Edward Cullen, played by Robert Pattinson, and Bella Swan, played by Kristen Stewart, and the birth of their daughter, Renesmee. The problem with the birth of Renesmee, that is, for the ruling Volturi, led by Aro, played by Michael Sheen, is that the daughter is half-human, half-vampire, and therefore her behavior and destiny is unpredictable. As if the behavior of vampires is predictable. Jacob Black, played by Taylor Lautner, and Carlisle Cullen, played by Peter Facinelli, are again on hand to lend their advice and support. Belda's father, Charlie Swan, played by Billy Burke, seemed as baffled as ever. And so am I, when it comes to the plot of Twilight and other implausibles. As with Part 1, Part 2 is beautifully lensed with sweeping tracking shots of the great Northwest forests near Seattle, Washington, where the film takes place, lovingly filmed shots of the modern Cullen Mansion and Bella and Edward's new home, right off the H&G channel. There's a soaring symphonic score and enough emo rock ballads to please the most devoted Twihearts. The non-fan or casual moviegoer will wonder what the fuss is all about with the Twilight series. Part 2, as with the previous four Twilight films, plays like a television soap opera or a Hallmark Channel made-for-TV movie, albeit with flesh-eating vampires, mixed martial arts-style combat, and yes, head-snapping violence and beheadings. Director Bill Condon punches up the action in the confrontation between the Cullens and the Volturi. Up until that fight on an icy lake, you may ask your movie-going pal to wake you up when it's over. Then again, if you're a fan of the Twilight Saga, you won't want to miss Part 2. To quote the famous bard, whose Merchant of Venice plays an obscure role in Part 2, all's well that ends well, even apparently for vampires, for whom it never really ends. Alas, this movie reviewer is for one glad the Twilight Saga is over. Or is it? The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2 is rated PG-13 for sequences of violence, including disturbing images, some sensuality, and partial nudity. At the box office, November 16, The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2 opened at number 1 with a tremendous $141 million, with Skyfall falling to number 2. Lincoln, expanding wide, was number 3. Opening November 23, The Life of Pi. Ang Lee directs the adventure drama based on a best-selling novel by Jan Martel about a young man who befriends a Bengal tiger during an epic journey. Hitchcock, the biography, centers on the story of legendary director Alfred Hitchcock, played by Anthony Hopkins, and his wife, Alma Reveal, played by Helen Mirren. The drama also stars Scarlett Johansson, who plays Janet Leigh, and Jessica Biel, who plays Vera Miles. Rise of the Guardians. When an evil spirit attacks the Earth, the Guardians protect the children. The animated family adventure fantasy features the voices of Hugh Jackman, Isla Fisher, and Alec Baldwin. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.